The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV on an open line Thursday. That's right. Your chance to steer the show. You can get in now at 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, and they're installed by experts to last. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. And we wanted to dive into a topic which has been gaining kind of steam the last month, and there's more and more data coming out. We actually put up our poll of the day, had to do with what you watched on Christmas. Did you watch the NFL? Did you watch the NBA? Did you watch both or neither? I'm going to take the NFL out of it. So the NFL right now is at 72%.
Right.
That's our audience. We're consuming the NFL. Neither's 15%. So that only leaves 13% that watched some NBA. The ratings are plummeting on first month of the season. The ratings on ESPN NBA games are down 28%. TNT is somewhat flat. My theory there would be that because it's kind of known that it's, well, they've saved it, but it was going to be the last season with Barkley and Shaq, whatever. Those are good games. Somehow that those numbers have remained flat. But if you were an NBA fan, are you still watching the NBA? And if you're not, why? 800-636-1067. I am a fan.
Yep.
But I will tell you, yesterday, maybe watched 5 minutes, and it was only part of the Dallas Mavericks game. And you know I'm a Luka fan, and that was because the NFL games were such duds. Yep. I was busy with Christmas. The NFL games are mostly in the background. And to be honest, when the games are on regular TV, like I have YouTube TV, it's a little effort. Like if you're watching YouTube TV and you're just changing channels, that's easy. It's a little effort. I mean, it takes like 5 seconds, but a little effort to get off of Netflix, now put it on YouTube TV, and then put on the game. So just left it on Netflix the whole time with the NFL games. So why is this happening? I think the biggest reason, we just went to the Wizards game. I was talking about this with Valdez during the break. Lonzo Ball jacked up.
LaMelo.
I mean, LaMelo Ball jacked up 10 threes in the first quarter.
Yep.
And it looked like he didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Regular season NBA, it looks like these guys aren't trying that hard. Now, if you watch a sequence, I didn't stay up to watch it, but last night I did see the highlights. Last night, the ending of the Lakers-Golden State Warriors game was incredible.
Great.
Right?
Great.
Golden State's down 5 with about 20 seconds left. Curry hits a 3. They foul him. Curry hits another 3 to tie the game. Austin Reeves hits a game winner. That's fun to watch. But there are far too many games, like the one game which was highlighted a few weeks ago, where there were 75 combined missed three-pointers in the game. That, to me, I think is the biggest problem.
And remember, the NBA inked an 11-year deal, almost $80 billion. The NBA signed an 11-year, $76 billion deal just this past summer. So this new deal almost triples the annual revenue the league brings in from its current contract. So, you know, it's they're spending so much money on the TV rights, and the NBA ratings are down 28%. Now, look, it's the first year of an 11-year deal, but I used to be a big NBA fan, especially in the 90s, you know, because Jordan and Barkley and Dominique and all those guys.
We were in our 20s,
right? Yeah. Got other stuff going on. And, you know, and I used to be in NBA fantasy leagues. I used to bet on the NBA a lot more. Now I look at box scores occasionally. I don't even recognize a lot of the players.
We were doing that, and we were at the game. Jason and I were sitting there next to each other, and I was like, how many of these guys on Charlotte, just on site, could you name? And I was like, okay, I recognize that guy. He was on the Mavs last year, but it was like three.
Yeah.
It was like three guys. Now the Hornets are terrible.
Correct. And I think the Hornets are back in Washington tonight, aren't they?
I'm not sure.
I think they are. Anyway, I just don't have the knowledge, the overall NBA knowledge I used to have, because there's so many different players. And a lot of these players are coming from Europe and
Australia. Do you think there's too many threes?
I do. I do. I think, and everyone's taking them. Look, Wembanyama last night. Now, he's 7'4".
He had a great game.
He had a great game. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. He just is. He had 42 points. He took 16 threes. He's 7'3 or 7'4".
He took 16?
I think he took 16.
I know he scored over 40 and had 18 rebounds.
I think he hit six threes. I think he was...
6 for 16.
Let's see, Spurs. He was... Yeah, he was 6 for 16. He's 7'4".
Now, you mentioned something about foreign-born players, because this is a theory in this article on Yahoo Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't buy into a couple of these. It says, why is the NBA declining? One, social justice. Here's why I don't buy into that one. Because I feel like the NFL and the other leagues are doing that too. And the NFL's thriving. Like, I don't feel like the NBA is doing social justice different than the NFL.
I think it's the product and the interest in the product.
It says too much inventory, too many games. That's probably two. The regular season doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're trying to fix the All-Star game. The All-Star game became a laughing stock.
Yeah.
And I think the All-Star game is symptomatic of most of the regular season play, where it just appears the guys are going through the motions, don't care. But it mentions death of American stars. So the top players, I mean, the guys that are winning the MVP in recent years, Jokic has won multiple MVPs. Giannis, I believe, has won multiple MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Luka is always a candidate. Now, he hasn't won one.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the top players are foreign-born.
Wembanyama, he's going to win MVPs.
Yeah.
Foreign born.
See, it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't feel like I need to see an American star to like the game more. To me, it's more the style of play.
No, but if you're older like us, now it doesn't really pertain to you, but I was always a bigger college basketball fan and still am. It's hard to follow college hoops as well because of so many transfers. The portal's crazy in college sports, but especially in basketball. But I still like to watch the college basketball, especially big games, conference tournaments, NCAA tournament over the NBA. But the NBA is so hard to follow because a lot of these players you just don't recognize. You didn't see them play in college.
By the way, a lot of these guys shut it down for so many games too.
Yeah, I know.
So you go to watch a game and there's a good chance one of the stars isn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
800-636-1067.
I don't know why I actually felt bad for the NBA yesterday, because I mean, just the NFL just came in and literally, you know, made it their daddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just remember on Christmas, the NBA standing alone, and you're kind of forced to watch the NBA. And sometimes it's a good product, sometimes it's a good game, and sometimes it's a bad game. But you're just you're forced to watch the NBA. And for whatever reason, I shouldn't feel bad for the NBA, but I felt bad for it because it seemed like nobody was watching that.
Yeah.
People would rather watch
3% of our poll. 3%.
People would rather watch bad football games.
Yeah, blowout 31-2.
Blowout football games instead of the Knicks storming back to overcome Wembanyama's 42 points.
Yeah.
Or the 76ers upsetting Boston.
Yeah.
I mean these games were awful, but people would rather watch the awful games as opposed to the NBA. I don't get it, and it made me feel sorry for the NBA.
Well, all right, let's go to the phones. But if you want to chime in on this, you can.
Football rules, because if you look at the ratings of the four college football play-in games, mm-hmm. I call them play-in games because they're down to the quarterfinals, but they were all blowouts. The Ohio State-Tennessee game got 14.5 million. Mm-hmm. The Notre Dame-Indiana game got 14 million on Friday night.
But the NFL beat all the college football games.
Of course. The NFL, just think, but if the NFL didn't play that night?
Yeah.
Just think what the college football playoff numbers would be, even higher.
Right.
But football rules, and it always will.
And even the NBA finals can't even touch that.
Can't even touch
it. The NBA finals can't touch the quarterfinals of college football, which can't touch any NFL game, even an awful NFL game.
It would make
sure. And they weren't even good.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's go to
none of the four playoff games in college were terrible. They're all blowouts, and the two Saturday NFL games, blowouts.
Let's go to line four. Chris is in Bowie. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy holidays to you guys.
Yeah, what's up?
I really think that, just think about this. Like, a person like Anthony Edwards, they making him play soft. Like, he can't play the way he wants to play. They put in filters with these guys. So, like, a Draymond Green. People, that's excitement, watching, you know, dirty fouls and stuff. Like, they're taking the excitement out of the game a little bit.
And but you know, like, what? You bring up Anthony Edwards. I want to point out this about Anthony Edwards, and I can try and find the stats while we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize Anthony Edwards, who has Jordan-like ability, right? Unbelievable dunks, can take the ball to the basket. He's become a three-point shooter.
Mm.
Like, Anthony Edwards has become a guy who's jacking up more shots every year. I'm going to try and find it right now year over year, but that's what I'm talking about, the style of play. Like, even a guy like that who's a great slasher
and, yeah,
has kind of conformed to the way the league is, where you got to shoot threes.
Yeah, NBA is so boring. If you look at it, it's everybody does the same thing. Sets a pick, you don't play over, they shoot the three, or they give it to your center where you got a player like a Joel Embiid probably shoot 10 threes a game. You got everybody, every center shoots probably about 8 to 10 threes a game. Jokic shoot threes a game. Joel Embiid, you got every center. That's the formula now. You got to have a big man to shoot a three, and it's super boring. I will say something, too. I have to think the NFL might go that way, too. I know everybody loves NFL and always watch NFL, but all these games every day, these games this week was super boring to me.
Yeah.
No, they were.
So maybe there is something, too much inventory, which is in that article, one of the theories. So Anthony Edwards last year, look, he was shooting a bunch of threes last year, too, but he was taking, on average, 6.7 threes a game. This year he's averaging 9.9.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot, and that's symptomatic of a lot of these guys in the league where, you know, and it's, I think it's maddening for a guy like Anthony Edwards.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's because if I was a T-Wolves fan, I want Anthony Edwards going to the basket.
Yeah.
He's unstoppable going to the basket, really.
Yeah. But, I mean, look at the total scores yesterday. I mean, Spurs, Knicks. I mean, the Knicks usually don't score a lot of points. I mean, I know the game has changed. Now they do. Yeah. But remember when the Knicks were scoring in the 90s or the low hundreds? You know, 117 to 114. 118
to 114. And their coach is known for defense.
Yeah.
Thibodeau.
I mean, you're talking about total scores in almost the 230s, if not higher. It's just a different product.
All right. A bunch of people want to chime in. Hang tight. We'll come back, take your calls. Why are the NBA ratings so low? Why is everybody out on the NBA? Your call's next here on the Junkies.